So that's the first verse, and we'll now move on to the second, which is again a kind of practice with a very definite attitude that's recommended as a basis for that practice. So, whenever I am in the company of others, may I regard myself as inferior to all, and from the depths of my heart, cherish others as supreme. So, whenever I am in the company of others, may I regard myself as inferior to all. From the depths of my heart, cherish others as supreme. So the issue here is of inferiority, superiority. So what's being got at here is our fundamental pride in ourselves, in the technical sense of atmamana. That is that innate, underlying sense of our own unique importance and significance. Each of us comes into this life with a predisposition to consider ourselves to be the most important being. Even if we put others, appear to put others above ourselves, it's because we think we're it's important for our own sort of benefit to put others there, if you see what I mean. So even our placing of others above us often is a reflection of our own sense of our own unique importance and significance. So atmamana, pride in this special sense, is the propensity to compare ourselves with others. To when we come into contact with others, to immediately try to sense where we stand in relation to them. Are we, you know, lower than them in whatever sense it may be, socially, intellectually, morally, whatever it may be, or are we higher than them? And according to the Abhidharma tradition, this fundamental tendency is, as it were, natural to us. It's native to us. We just do it, without being conscious about it, without sort of even realizing quite what we do. We kind of put ourselves at the center of things, arrange others around us, and then start to worry about where they are, whether they're up or down. And so this part of the text, this verse, is attacking very directly this tendency to compare ourselves with others and to put them, to assign to them a place that's higher and lower than ourselves. Again, the one thing that's a bit of a relief about viewing this as a sahati klesha, that is an innate or conate or even native klesha, is that it removes the feelings of moral guilt. It's just what we do. Just because we're the beings that we are, we naturally do that. We can stop doing it, but it's not in itself, as it were, a morally bad thing. Yes, it's not the way things really are. It's an obscuration of the real truth of things, because we're not actually separate, and the whole idea of up and down and so forth is completely artificial. It's something that's imposed upon experience. It's not integral to experience. But that's what it is to be a human being, is to have that natural sense of our own uniqueness and significance and importance, and then to worry about where we stand in relation to others. So if we want to get beyond ego clinging, if we want to get beyond the whole structure of self and other, we need to root out that fundamental tendency to atmamana, to pride in self, to comparison, to a sense of where we stand in relation to others in the hierarchy of things. And that's what this verse is about. It's about attacking our pride. Now, it does it in almost, you might say, the crudest and most direct way you can imagine, in a way that's almost a sort of spiritual blunderbuss. You just think, I'm low and they're high. We had a very interesting time discussing this in India. Alika Shri will be interested by this, because some people, obviously immediately in the Indian context, where a very strong sense of social hierarchy, which has such a deleterious effect upon people's psychology and social relations, this idea of making yourself, seeing yourself as inferior and others as superior, immediately reinforces caste-based conditioning. So we spent some time sort of thinking about it and trying to find different ways of talking about it. And we retranslated it because we realized that there's a very, very strong positive experience in Indian cultural life, which is the experience of being a host. Indians are remarkably hospitable. In a way that's shaming to us from the West when we go there. That it's famous that in the Hindu belief, the guest is a god, and so you treat them in that sort of way. But even in Buddhist circles, even though they of course don't think the guest is a god in the literal sense, that there's people treat the guest as or somebody to whom deference should be paid and all service should be given. And in some ways I find that a more healthy and approachable way of thinking, even for myself, to think really more in terms of being a servant and to being a host, maybe more healthy still, to others, so that you think of everybody you meet as worthy of your service, worthy of your attention and kindness. And not thinking, huh, who are they? Well, you know, if they're high status, well, then I'll serve them. If they're low status, they should serve me. But just automatically, spontaneously responding to everybody as worthy of being served, worthy of attention. But still, I think that the verse as put, if you've got a strong enough stomach, is worth working with. If you feel you can do that in a healthy way, I think it's worth working with. Just thinking that everybody you meet, when you're in the company of others, you think of yourself as it were, the least of among people. Not in a sort of psychologically debilitating way, but as a conscious moral decision to put others before yourself, and even in a certain sense above yourself, as a counter to your natural tendency to put yourself above others, even perversely when you're putting yourself below them. This is a strong insight of Buddhist psychology, that even as it were, exaggerated humility is a form of pride. You remember that incident in the Rainbow Road, where Bhante's out in the forest with Buddharakita, whatever his name was, Dhammapriya at that time, and the one-eyed guru sends a messenger to see them. And the messenger comes and he bows at Bhante. He says to Bhante, the guru has told me to make 1,000 prostrations at your feet. So after a bit, Buddharakata says, well, what about me? And so the messenger says, oh, he said, if I saw that other fellow, to say hi. Bhante said that it gave him an insight into the fact that pride is both putting yourself above and putting yourself below. Buddharakita had a tendency to superiority. He, Bhante, had a tendency to putting himself below others. But it's actually a form of pride. It's out of your feeling that you are most important, as it were, that you end up thinking that you're less important. you think you're important enough to put yourself underneath others. If you see what I mean.